Nearly 500 members of the United States Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and National Guard invited to Jaguars practice Friday afternoon. The Jags getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with a senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Well, the game is here finally on Sunday. Boy, that was a pretty cool scene at practice today.
You were out there, too. 500 members of the military, as you mentioned. You could tell it really meant a lot to Gus Bradley to be able to talk to those guys after practice.
And we'll hear from Gus coming up a little bit later on the show. Let's get to practice today. Biggest news, linebacker Paul Posluszny will be listed as questionable for the game Sunday. Gus said they'll see how he feels after Saturday's walkthrough and then make a final determination. Then, if he's out of the game, Russell Allen is prepared to move to middle linebacker. Now, on the offensive line, Will Rackley banged up again. He's doubtful for the game, some recurring headaches from a lingering concussion. So Rackley doubtful for Sunday's game against Arizona at left guard, so you might see Brewster there. Back to today's practice, though. Owner Shad Khan was out at practice today with the nearly 500 members of the military signing autographs, taking photos, the players coming off, visited as well. Quite a scene, an energetic group of folks today. And head coach Gus Bradley said he is grateful for what they do.
We talked about in the team meeting then to come out and see the numbers in the stands. What a tribute. And, you know, I told our guys, you know, they all said, you know, it's about saying thanks and for all they've done for us in this community. And, you know, I haven't been here long, but I can feel that aspect of this city and how strong it is. And it's been great to be a part of. I know my dad was in the military, and I think so when I come out too and I see them in the stands, it kind of hits you in a number of ways.
Of course, Sunday at Everbank Field is Military Appreciation Day. A lot happening here at Everbank Field, so get ready for that. John, of course, the biggest news of the day, Paul Posluszny, questionable for the game. That's a little better than we might have thought.
It is better. You'd still be a little surprised dealing with a concussion all week. You would think he wouldn't play, but he has until Saturday. That's when they're going to take the final look at him, so we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Well, Russell Allen's been around the game a little while now, of course. He's going to move to the middle. You think he's ready?
Well, Gus mentioned this today. He thinks it'll really help that Russell's done this before. He's called defensive signals. He's ready for the challenge. He's excited about it. He likes doing it. So if he does that, he'll do well on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's only if Posluszny is listed as out for this game. That's when Allen would go to the middle. Now, of course, the Jaguars are back home. They haven't played well in this stadium all year. It's been an emphasis all week long.
Well, I think if Gus knows anything, he's got to get back to this team having a home field advantage. He was in Seattle for years when they had a home field advantage. He wants that back. He knows the fans want to get behind this team. You've got to play well to get the team behind you. He knows they've got to earn it.
Great week of work, John.
Thank you, JP. You too.
Hey, thanks. Cardinals Jaguars coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.